Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really small but seriously powerful DNB detail, the Hot Pants Jungle Ghost Note. And yeah, this is advanced territory, because we're not just tossing a break into a loop and calling it swing. We're going to isolate a tiny fragment from the break, shape it into a playable atmospheric drum detail in Ableton Live 12, and then arrange it so it behaves like part of the track's phrasing. In other words, this note is going to act less like a percussion hit and more like a living, breathing part of the groove. In jungle and darker atmospheric drum and bass, ghost notes do a lot of heavy lifting. They create momentum. They glue sections together. They make the drums feel like they're leaning forward even when the arrangement is staying sparse. And that's the key idea here. The best ghost notes often work best when you barely notice them, because they're supporting the space around the kick, snare, and bass. So let's build this step by step. First, don't work from the full loop. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Instead, take your Hot Pants source break and drop it onto its own audio track and arrangement view. Keep it separate from your main drum bus for now. We want control over one small percussive gesture, not the entire break. Zoom in hard. Use warp in beats mode so the source keeps its punch. Now hunt for a tiny event with character. You're usually looking for a snare ghost, a brushed hit, or a little off-grid texture that lives between the obvious main hits. In a jungle context, the best ghost note is often not the loudest sound. It's the one with attitude. Once you find it, trim it down to a tiny slice, maybe an 8th note or 16th note moment. Pull the clip gain down by around 6 to 12 dB before you start processing. Tighten the timing with warp markers so it lands exactly where you want it in the groove. If you want to go further, you can even turn this into a rhythmic re-trigger later, but for now the goal is to build a clean, controllable ghost note. Now, take that edited fragment and drag it into Simpler on a MIDI track. At this point, you've got a choice. If you want the note to behave like a single accent, use one-shot mode. If you want to turn it into a tiny phrase made from multiple microcuts, use slice mode. For most cases, one-shot is a great place to start, because it keeps the gestures simple and focused. Inside Simpler, shape the sound so it feels like a drum detail, not a random sample. If it's too bright or sharp, use the filter and low pass it somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Adjust the start position so you're catching the transient plus just a touch of tail. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack and a short release so each hit stays tight. If you want a little more movement, give the filter envelope a subtle amount, maybe 10 to 25%, so the note has a slight pluck to it. If the source is too clean, add a little saturator before Simpler or on the track. A few dB of drive, with soft clip on, is usually enough to give it some grime and upper mid attitude without smashing the life out of it. We're keeping it musical. This is a ghost note, not a lead synth. Now comes the fun part, sequencing. Program a 1 or 2 bar MIDI pattern that feels like a conversation with the main drum loop. This is a really important mindset shift. Don't think of the ghost note as a random fill. Think of it as an answer, a reply. A little rhythmic nod that says, yeah, the groove is still moving. A classic move is to place the ghost note just before the snare backbeat, or as a pickup into the next bar. At 174 BPM, even a single 16th or 32nd note placement can completely change the feel of the phrase. A few strong starting ideas. One ghost note at the end of beat 2, leading into beat 3. A double hit, with one slightly early and one on grid. A call and response shape where the main snare hits on 2 and 4. And the ghost note lands on the upbeat before 4. Use velocity to give it life. Stronger ghost accents might sit around 70 to 90 velocity. Softer whispers can live around 35 to 60. And sometimes a barely audible hit around 20 to 30 can be the most musical move of all, because it adds motion without demanding attention. And here's a really important teacher-style note. Use micro timing as a musical parameter. Nudge the note a few milliseconds early if you want urgency. Nudge it a little late if you want a thicker, lazier pocket. In jungle-influenced DNB, those tiny timing offsets can feel more emotional than heavy processing. Next, let's shape the ghost note with some stock Ableton processing, so it sits properly in the mix. Start with EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out low-end clutter. If it sounds papery, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more definition, add a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz. And if the top end gets harsh, notch around 6 to 8 kHz by a few dB. Then try drum bus or another saturator stage. Keep it subtle, a little drive, a little crunch, and usually no boom on this layer unless you specifically want a resonant tail. For this kind of ghost note, Mono-discipline matters a lot. Use utility to keep the width around 0 to 40% if it's part of the drum core. In darker rollers, a mono or near mono ghost note often feels stronger because it behaves like a groove detail instead of a stereo effect. Now let's build the atmospheric side of it. Duplicate the ghost note track and make a second version that's more like a texture layer. This is where the atmosphere idea really comes alive. The second version should not compete with the main transient. It should bloom around it. On that parallel layer, use auto filter and low pass it somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz. Add hybrid reverb with a short decay, maybe 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and a bit of pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient stays readable. Keep the dry/wet modest if you're inserting it directly, or better yet, use a send so the reverb stays under control. If you want a touch more movement, a subtle chorus ensemble can work, but be careful not to turn the groove into a widening demo. A really solid split is this. One layer is the core ghost note, tight, dry, mono, punchy. The second layer is the atmospheric version, filtered, a little wider, with more tail. That combination gives you depth while keeping the drums crisp. Now we arrange it. And this is where the ghost note stops being a loop detail and starts becoming part of the track's phrasing. Don't leave it on all the time. In a serious D&B arrangement, this kind of element should come and go with purpose. Use it like a section marker. In the intro, bring in a filtered ghost note during the last 8 bars before the drop. That's a nice way to hint at the drum language without giving everything away. In drop 1, let it hit full strength for the first few bars so the listener locks into the groove. After that, reduce it or remove it so the bass line has more space. In a breakdown return, bring it back with more reverb and less transient focus. In the final 16 bars, add extra ghost layers or more processed variants to lift the energy before the outro. You can automate several things to make this feel musical. Automate the filter cutoff from around 1.2 kHz up to 12 kHz over 8 bars for a gradual reveal. Automate reverb dry/wet from about 5% to 18% leading into a transition, then pull it back on the drop. Automate utility width from mono in the drop to a wider setting in the breakdown. And don't forget simple track volume or clip gain moves of 1 to 3 dB if you want the note to step forward in certain bars. This is where negative space becomes the whole game. The ghost note often works best because of what it makes the rest of the track feel like. If you can hear it too clearly on its own, it may actually be too loud. Now, think about how it interacts with the bass line. In advanced D&B arrangement, the drum details and bass line should be in conversation with each other. If your bass stab hits on beat 1 and your snare lands on 2 and 4, try placing the ghost note just before beat 4 to create tension before impact. If your re space is doing a syncopated phrase, put the ghost in the gaps. If the sub is rolling hard, shorten the ghost note and keep it cleaner so the low end stays open. This is one of the most useful habits you can build. Mute and unmute the ghost note while listening against the bass line. If the groove feels stronger when the parts are answering each other, you're in the right zone. Once the pattern feels right, resemble it. This is a big one. Printing the ghost note to audio gives you much more control over editing, reverse tails, fades, and arrangement-specific moves. Once it's audio, you can cut it like a real phrase. You can reverse a tail into a transition. You can add tiny fades so there are no clicks. You can slice one ghost hit so it becomes a bar-ending pickup. You can even duplicate it and nudge one copy a few milliseconds for a subtle flam. And here's another advanced move. Build multiple versions. Make one dry and tight version. Make one filtered and slightly smeared version. Make one more distorted, widened version for heavier sections. Then swap those versions by section instead of over-automating a single clip into the ground. That usually feels more intentional and more musical. A few final pro tips before you wrap this up. Use saturation in stages instead of one huge smash. Two light stages usually sound more controlled. If you want extra grit, make a parallel crush lane, distort it harder, high-pass it, and blend it in quietly. Check mono regularly with utility. If the groove falls apart in mono, simplify the stereo treatment. And when the drums are already busy, don't force the ghost note to be louder. Clear space in the percussion first. That usually gets you a better result immediately. So the big takeaway here is this. The Hot Pants Jungle ghost note is really a negative space tool. It's tiny, but it can completely change how the groove feels. Build it from a break fragment. Shape it with simpler, eck, saturation, and subtle space. Keep the core tight and mono. Use the atmospheric layer for bloom. Then arrange it so it appears exactly where the track needs energy, tension, or a little rhythmic conversation. That's how you make a small detail feel alive in a serious DNB arrangement. Next, I'd recommend trying the practice challenge. Build two versions of the ghost note, one dry and one atmospheric, and compare them against a kick, snare, and bass loop. Then listen to what disappears when you mute it. That's usually where the real power of the part becomes obvious. All right, let's move on and make some drums breathe.